Love can make the blind man see bigger than Texas.
My last cup of coffee, my last piece of pie, had my last piece of freedom beneath God's blue sky, wrote my last piece of music, it don't mean a thing, but it kills me to know I won't see you again. Saw my last motion picture, my last baseball game, heard my last Beatle record, the one Ringo sang, had my last birthday party, it don't mean a thing, but it kills me to know I won't see you again.
Hi, honey. Sorry we didn't get to meet on Tuesday. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't my fault. It was some kind of a mix-up. I don't know. There's just so many things that I wanted to say to you. I just... They did let me make this little tape, though, and I wanted to introduce you to my friend Joe. He's going to sing with me here.
Howdy, ma'am.
No more sending you flowers or working on cars, just a couple more hours behind these old bars. Said my last prayer to Jesus, it don't mean a thing, but it kills me to know I won't see you again. Say goodbye to the children, goodbye to my mom, say goodbye to my daddy if he comes around, say goodbye to my buddies and to you, my dear wife, 'cause the great state of Texas is taking my life. Yeah, the great state of Texas is taking my life.
Bye, hon.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first Texas-sized portion of this evening's program. Thank you all very much for hanging in here with us. You never know what's going to get me rolling, but luckily I continue to roll. Now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We send out our thanks again to Chuck Yu for taking on the obit backlog last week. He did a fine job of that. And, you know, it's always overwhelming when you take a week off and then go in and pull all the newest obits for research. You know, it's a labor of love. We're so glad we do it. We wouldn't have it any other way. We'll figure out a way to make this manageable someday. You know, we've only been doing it for, what, 12, 14 years now? We got plenty of time to figure this out. Anyway, I'm going to start these off the way that I do, by telling you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Creed Taylor, the American record producer best known for his work with CTI Records, which he founded in 1967. His career also included periods at Bethlehem Records, ABC Paramount, including its jazz label Impulse, Verve, and A&M. In the 1960s, he signed bossa nova artists from Brazil to record in the U.S. And a little something we can all learn from Creed Taylor. Right after high school, He moved to New York City to pursue his dream of becoming a record producer. He had no formal training in record production, but he recalls that it was his mix of naivete and positive thinking that convinced him he could succeed. Creed Taylor just passed away at 93. It's the initial radio obituary, starting with one of those songs, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
But if you dig dancing, baby, dig this.
You want a new dance to do with Sandman. You're bound to think it's grand, man. Don't have to move from where you stand. Yes, you can do the Sandman. You dust up your feet to do it. Ain't really nothing to it. This beat your feet will understand. I'm a fan, do the Sandman. Your feet keep scraping, scratching up such a sound. Just pick your toes up and lay them down. Cause it's the greatest for never traveling. Just standing still and grappling. Your feet will flutter like a fan. Man, the strand, man, the Sandman. How's about a little sample of sand? How's about another step of demanding? How's about your kind of work in the hand? Here we go, Sandman. Come you to your feet, turn it on.
Some
sand,
big, bold, broad feet,
rock
back,
a tasty sand. But even Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart took in the tap and toes art. Go dig your ballet too, but man, get your sand, man, sand, man. Get together, be busy, begin. Keep it humming, be groovy, come in. Get the sand and you dig it, and then
do the sand,
I do the sand,
you dig it, man.
I dig it, man.
And everybody ought to better.
Thank you.
Floors, please.
14.
10.
Will you take me to the penthouse, please?
Busy every time that I phone. Bus is the longest talker I ever known. Bus, bus, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Bus, when I get him I forget what to say. Should I call the operator? Is the number that he gave me my own? Bus, bus, I've been sitting here and dialing all day. Bus, got to get him and there must be a way. Bus, bus, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Bus, you could never understand it at all. When I met him he was quiet, but now he learned to talk. Bus, bus, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Bus, bus, I've decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is ringing? I can't believe it. Wait till I say hello.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Monette Sudler, the jazz guitarist from Philadelphia. Her first exposure to jazz was listening to her great uncle play piano, and then when she was 15, she started taking lessons on the guitar, moving on to drums and piano. She started to compose, arrange, she sang, she wrote poetry, she did it all. Early in her career, she worked with vibraphonist Khan Jamal in Sounds of Liberation, and then in the 70s, she studied at the Berklee School of Music here in Boston. She worked with a real who's who, as many people do that we talk about in the radio obituaries, but she worked with Kenny Barron, Sonny Fortune, Freddie Hubbard, Cecil McBee, David Murray, Archie Shepp, and many, many others. Monette Suttler just passed away at 70. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You've got to step up to the plate, honey. If you want to win the game, swing that bat, pitch that ball. Don't just sit there in the dugout while your teammates fall. Dig your heels in the ground, look them straight in the eye. Watch that ball, hit it hard, then run on home. While it flies, twist your hat, 'cause it's your turn at bat. Yes, fly away, baby, like your feet's got wings. You don't want to get caught between the bases when the next man swings. Come on, honey, straighten your back. Courage is a strange dog. Yeah, it'll bite your back. Swing that bat, pitch that ball. Don't just sit there in the dugout like you got no legs at all. Take charge, it's your turn at the plate. Well, it's a whole new ball game when you're up to the plate. Got the feeling in your gut like you got a clean slate. Swing 'em high, swing 'em low, swing 'em any which way go. You'll never know, honey, just how you're gonna rate if you never step up to the plate. It's a whole new ball game when you're up to the plate. Got the feeling in your gut like you got a clean slate. Swing 'em high, swing 'em low, swing 'em any which way go. You'll never know, honey, just how you're gonna rate if you never step up to the plate. If you never step up to the plate.
The next radio obituary is for Warren Bernhardt, the American pianist who worked in pop, jazz, and classical music. Starting in 1961, he worked in Paul Winter's sextet, which led him to move to New York from Chicago. When he got there, he worked with George Benson and Jerry Mulligan, among others, and then he also developed a close relationship with the pianist Bill Evans. He just passed away at 83. It's the next radio obituary for Warren Bernhardt right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now the sidewalks are empty, and there's rain in the streets. But I just won't notice, I'll be watching my feet. But don't try to help me, 'cause there's nothing you can do. My baby's walking with someone new. How did it happen? What did we do? The last thing she told me was, honey, I still love you. But now there's just two footsteps slapping out these blues. My baby's walking with someone new. Anybody can be true and everybody flirts. So how come I don't even know if I can show how much it hurts? Because Loving's just loving, honey. It's sad, but it's true. But there's something about walking that's special with two. And my sweetest of memories is walking with you. And now you're walking with someone new. It's true, but there's something about walking that's special with two. And my sweetest of memories is walking with you. And now you're walking with someone new. My baby's walking with someone new. My baby's walking with someone new.
Bye.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Luke Bell, the American country musician and singer-songwriter, who, according to Rolling Stone, played classic honky-tonk with a wink and a yodel that summons the sleeping ghosts of country better than any voodoo spell ever could. He just passed away at 32. It's the cleanup radio obituary for Luke Bell right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sometimes I'm all right, and sometimes I get you off my mind, but other times all I do is cry, I cry. And sometimes I feel well, and sometimes, oh honey, I feel so swell, but other times baby mine, see you some sweet day. She cried in big sour tears and closed the door. After these tears fall, I won't see you no more. Said, don't you leave a thing to remember you by. But sometimes I'm alright, and sometimes I get you on my mind, but other times every now and then at closing time, there's a sweet memory at the bottom of my glass. I feel it fall to my belly and rise to my heart. It hits my head when I leave the bar, and it's a long, long walk, and I take my time.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Mabel John, the American blues vocalist who was the first female signed by Berry Gordy to Motown's Tamla label. She was born in Louisiana but moved to Detroit with her family in the early 40s. After she got out of high school, she took a job as an insurance rep at Friendship Mutual Insurance Agency, which was run by Berry Gordy's mother, Bertha. Bertha was the one that told Mabel that her son Barry was writing songs and looking for people to record them, leading Mabel to a relationship with Gordy, who began coaching her and would accompany her on piano at local gigs. She started recording in 1959, first signed to United Artists, but nothing got released there, so that's when she moved over to Tamla. She released her first single on that label, Who Wouldn't Love a Man Like That? She followed that up later in the year with No Love, and then with Actions Speak Louder Than Words. She ended up being thinned out of the early roster of blues artists, but she continued to be used as a background singer until her contract was dissolved in 1962. But lucky for her, after leaving Motown, she spent several years as a Raylette, backing many Ray Charles hits. In 1966, she moved over to Stax Records, and her first single with the label was Your Good Thing Is About to End, peaking at number 6 on the R&B charts. Mabel John just passed away at 91. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My name is Mabel, and don't you think I ain't able? I can take a complication, make it a simple situation. I'm a hot in the morning, real cool in the evening. I'll make you wanna come back, or when you think you're leaving.
Healthy man, my hair
Now we have the radio obituary for Winston Stona, the Jamaican actor and businessman who had roles in Cool Runnings, The Harder They Come, The Lunatic, and One Love. He was also the co-founder of Busha Brown Company. He just passed away at 82. It's the radio obituary for Winston Stona right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Inez Fox. She's best known as a member of the American Rhythm and Blues and Soul duo, Inez and Charlie Fox, where she sang lead with her older brother Charlie singing backup and playing guitar. She started as a gospel singer in 1960, recording for Brunswick Records using her then-married name, Inez Johnston, but had no success there. In 1963, she and her brother introduced themselves to the owner of Sue Records and sang him their arrangement of the traditional lullaby, Hush Little Baby, which they had retitled Mockingbird. It was released on Sue's subsidiary label Symbol Records in 1963 and reached the top 10 in the U.S. R&B charts and the pop charts. Inez Fox just passed away at 79. It's the radio obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And
Now let's turn to the radio obituary for Jamie Branch, the American jazz trumpeter and composer. She was born in New York, but moved to the suburbs of Chicago at the age of 14. She was already playing trumpet by that point and went on to attend the New England Conservatory of Music. After that, back in Chicago, she worked as a musician, organizer, and sound engineer in the local music scene and performed with her trio, Princess Princess. She just passed away at 39. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.